everything
Didn't
that
even
happened
happen.
to me that was
God
crucified.
did it. God did it.
See, once I was lost out
Yeah.
in the world of sin,
Yes, sir.
Jesus came and he took on him everything that happened to me that was crucified.
God did it.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
I said everything that happened to me that was Lord.
God did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, everything that
and that happened
to me that was
God did it.
Yes, he
Oh,
did.
yes, he did it.
See, once I was lost,
yes,
I'm in a world of sin.
yes, sir.
Jesus came and he took me on in. Everything that happened to me
That was good. God did it.
Yes, he did. I said everything that happened to me that was good. God did it.
God did it. Oh, yes, he
oh,
did.
everything that happened to me that was good. God did it.
Yes, he did. Yes, sir.
I thought I couldn't get well, but he healed my body, and now I've got to tell that everything that happened to me that was good, God did.
Amen.
Yes, he did. God did it.
God did it.
It.
Yes,
God
he did.
Did.
God did it.
Move with mountains. God did it. Who made the sea?
God did
God
it.
did it. Who hung the moon in a starry sky? Who wrote the song?
Yes, sir.
God did it.
God did it.
God did it.
God did it.
God did it. God did it.
God did
I
it.
said, yeah. God did it. God did it, Pastor.
Amen.
Praise God.
I know
it. Be the glory.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Thank God for another day that He allowed us to come together.
Thank you, God.
One
yes.
more time.
Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is
thank you, God.
God.
Yes, He is.
He's a wonderful God. His mercy,
yes.
kind, His compassion. And He has looked out over us and kept us here through storms and life. He brought us together again on this.
Oh, yes, he did.
316th day, I believe it is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Of this year.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time is winding up.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We continue to see things going on in this earth.
Mm-hmm.
We got to realize that this is still God's world.
Yes, it is.
And even though the enemy is doing what he supposed to do, he was the essence of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew about it, and we invited him in anyway.
Yes, sir.
And so now we got to deal with it.
Amen.
But we can do it with the Lord's help.
Yeah.
Yes.
For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
Oh, yes.
In this day.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Pray this in your house. Hallelujah. I didn't hear anybody giving their praises.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for another day. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
This and brought us through that.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. Things that we could see and things we couldn't see.
Oh, yeah.
So we just give him thanks for being a mighty God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We can always count on him.
Amen.
And nothing going to happen to us is not a part of his will.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because everything was together.
Amen.
Was our good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We want to thank Elder's gifts for residing.
The Lord.
And all who have took part in this service today.
All right. Okay.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And at this time, we want to call your attention to the book of St. John.
Amen.
Chapter 4:5. Are we there?
Amen.
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 And this thing that's trying to update on me, but I'll leave it alone. St. John 5, beginning at verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there was at this Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. And these laid a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel came down in a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then, after the troubling of the water, stepped in for it was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying, he knew that he had been now a long time in that case. He said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And the man answered, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. Why I'm coming, another steps down before me." Okay. We want to talk to you today from the topic, the water is troubled.
Water is troubled. Amen.
Okay. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
The water is troubled.
The water is troubled. Neighbor, the water is troubled.
Trouble.
Okay. We want you to know that the water nowadays stays troubled. Ever since the coming of Christ and the completing what he came to do, everything was put in motion for us to be healed, be delivered, be made free, be hopeful and be joyful, to have a blessed day, every day, and to receive the blessings of the Lord and he give them to us. Nobody can step in before you and block your blessing. All of us can get in the pool at one time. Oh, but that one at a time. But whichever way you come, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, or last, you get just as much deliverance as the first one did.
Amen.
Okay, because the water is troubled.
Yes, thank you, God.
Jesus troubled the water. Okay. And by him troubling the water, it stays moving, bringing us deliverance, bringing us healing, bringing us everything that we need to make it through the day, to make it through the hardship, to make it through sickness, make it through the storm. He will fix it for us if we just keep him in mind, know that the word is always working. Because in this case now, the water is the word.
Yes, hallelujah.
And the word is always working, and is working for you. The Bible says that there was a feast after this time. After that time, there was a feast of the Jews. Now, what we're talking about here is going to refer you back to chapter 4, where he had talked to the woman of Samaria. And also, as he left from where they were, Samaritan, the nobleman's servant, nobleman's son, was dying. Mm-hmm. And Jesus spoke the words over him.
Yes.
And he was healed. Okay. About Jesus going to the house, Jesus that spoke it right then and there. And he was healed because he was dying. And when the little man got back, he found out the servant made him and said that your son liveth. As he inquired on what was the time that happened, and when he told him, it was about the same time that Jesus spoke the words where he was. So Jesus was on the mission of deliverance. Jesus on the mission of healing, doing what he came to do, to bind the brokenhearted, to heal the sick, to speak the acceptable year of the Lord. He went from place to place. And as he went, he ministered to people. Multitudes came. They all wanted to be healed. And Jesus let you know that it can be and it is possible for all to be healed if all would believe. And we got to continue to believe no matter what the devil throw in our way to block us from moving forward in the Lord. We got to know that we can press our way through. Okay, because it's just a test.
Amen.
That we're going through.
Yes.
So that you can see whether your faith holds out.
Uh-huh.
Or do you give in to your doubts?
Yes.
Doubt will keep the word from working in you.
Yes, it will.
But you got to know without a doubt,
uh-huh,
that what God said,
uh-huh,
he will do, he will surely do.
Amen.
So after this day was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and no doubt he went up there to take part in the feast. But while he was there were people that was waiting for the water to be troubled. Said there was in Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool.
Yeah.
This pool is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda. uh-huh. having five porches.
Yes.
So it's like a star. Okay, that was made out. Porches is where we can go sit out at our home.
Yes.
And look at the things that are outside and around us. Okay. Here, these people were lining the five star porch, mm-hmm. waiting for the water to be moved. They did this because at a certain time of the year, and they must know this happens so often, well, once a year seemingly, they knew what time it was, and people bought the sick there.
Yes.
Lined it up around the pool mm-hmm. on the five porches. Indeed, it said, laid a great multitude of impotent folk. There was a large number.
Yes.
Of people who were lame, blind, hearted, withered, waiting for the movement of the water. So there were people there that had all sorts of diseases. You name it, they were there. And they were waiting, even though they knew could but one be delivered. And they had to wait until the next time. They were all designed to be that one. They were all at the porch of the pool, waiting for the angel to come down. So they were waiting and they had to be watching. You got to, after you ask, you got to look. He said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find.
Amen.
So when you ask, you got to start looking.
Mm-hmm.
These people were looking for the angel to come.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the angel come and get in the water, then they will have to try to get be the first one to get in. Okay, so when this happened, these people were waiting at the pool, waiting and watching, for the deliverance time is at hand. Therefore, an angel came down at a certain season into the pool and covered the water. And whosoever then, first after scrubbing the water, stepped in was made whole of whatever disease
mm-hmm.
it had.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody, Jesus got out to for whatever it is.
This guy,
he's got out to whatever it is.
Okay. And it's all in his word.
And it's all in his word.
Okay. So whatever it is, go to the word. Go mm-hmm. to the fountain. Go to that troubled water. The word of God.
Yes.
It's your answer to all your problems. For your inner being, your internal happiness, your internal joy, whatever it is, the word of God is the answer.
Amen.
So you got to believe and not doubt it. Okay. So there was a certain man that was there. And this man had an infirmity for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there.
Yes.
He knew that he had been there a long time
mm-hmm.
in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto him, would I be made whole?
Yes.
He's asking us the question today.
Uh-huh.
Will you be made whole?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you going to be between two opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You need to make up your mind.
Yes.
Are you going to believe God?
Right.
Or are you going to believe man?
That's right.
You're mm-hmm. caught up between two opinions.
Yes.
We want to know, will thou be made whole? Okay. And when Jesus saw him, he asked him that question. Will thou be made whole? Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
And the infant man says to him, Sir, I have no man to put me in the pool. Ain't got nobody.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, what happened to the people that brought him there?
Uh-huh.
They just put him off and left him?
Uh-huh. That's right.
Okay. Though you may be seem like you left alone uh-huh. in your misery. And your problem you're going through, it seemed like you left all alone. Nobody to come to see you.
Uh-huh.
And you feel all alone.
Yes.
Okay. And you feel like you ain't got nobody to help you get through this.
Amen.
Better stop by today to let you know
God.
That Jesus
yes.
is always there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Will help you through it.
Amen.
Jesus is the one that covers the water to be troubled.
Yes.
Jesus always paid the price.
Yes.
For you to be delivered.
Amen.
Jesus already paid the price for
yes,
you
yes.
to be healed.
Yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Jesus already paid the price
yes.
for you to have the joy
yes.
of your life.
Yes, God.
Or the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
Is your strength.
Amen.
Jesus already made the way.
Amen.
For every disease, that every affliction,
thank you,
whether physical or mental
mm-hmm.
or spiritual,
mm-hmm.
Jesus already done it for you
yeah.
and for me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So, the man said, every time when the water is troubled,
mm-hmm.
while I'm trying to get in the pool,
yes, sir.
Somebody
get in before me.
Step right over me and get in there first.
Mm-hmm. Step down before me, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Jesus then asked him if he wanted somebody to do it for him.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to know, what's your faith? Will you have faith enough to be made whole? Mm-hmm. Jesus put the question out there, will you be made whole? Will you get rid of your doubts?
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of your problems that you have getting your healing and your deliverance?
Mm-hmm.
Will you stop allowing things that people are not doing or people that are doing that is not good to your idea or what they should be doing? Will you be made whole
yeah,
and delivered from all of the outside frustrations, all of the outside things that come against you?
Yes.
And take the word,
huh?
As the word is, and be made whole.
Yeah.
Whether you get in the water, or not.
That's right.
To be made whole.
Amen.
Just get in the word.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
And so Jesus said unto him, rise, take up the bed,
and walk.
And walk.
Walk. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So you've been laying on that bed of affliction.
Okay. Okay. So yes.
Right. But all you got to do is get up.
Get up.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now, this may not be a physical thing, but more spiritual. You're down in your spirit. You're feeling left alone. Nobody come to see you.
That's right.
Nobody talks to you. But Jesus said, get up out of there. Get up and take that bed up.
Mm-hmm.
And walk on out of that situation.
Yes.
Get up.
Get up.
Out of those lonely feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Feelings that nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
And take up that bed that you've been laying on.
Uh-huh. And walk.
And walk out of this situation.
Yes.
Somebody might have brought you here and left you.
Uh-huh.
But you had to wait for them to come back and pick you up.
I know that's right.
Get up.
Get up.
Yes.
Take up that bed.
Uh-huh.
And walk.
Walk. Amen.
You ain't got to wait for somebody to come give you some joy.
Amen.
Jesus already gave you joy.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus already prayed for his joy.
Yes.
To be in us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that his joy will be full.
Mm-hmm.
In us.
Yes.
So take that bed up.
And walk.
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 Okay, don't let the bed be carrying you. You carry the bed.
Amen.
Okay. You got to tell the devil he's alive.
Amen.
My joy is not in other people.
Amen.
My joy is in the Lord.
Yes.
Who makes the day.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let you know that I don't have to be in that bed of sadness and sorrow and loneliness. Because we're never alone.
Never.
Amen.
Jesus promised that he will always be with
us. Yes.
Even to the end of the earth.
Amen.
He will never leave us. Neither will he forsake us.
Amen.
We are his people.
Amen.
And the joy of his life, he gets joy out of us. That's why we were made, to give him glory, for his glory and for his joy.
Amen.
So, the word said, immediately the man was made whole.
Mm-hmm.
What we're saying, Pastor, as soon as you receive the word,
that's right,
and believe the word, you're made whole.
Mm-hmm.
It may not look like it from the outside, but from the inside, you're healed.
Yes.
From the inside, you're made whole.
Yes.
Amen.
The devil don't want it to go through.
I know, but the devil's a liar.
Yes, but he's a liar.
In the name of Jesus.
He is a liar.
Hallelujah.
Hello. Happen, God.
Immediately.
Yes, Lord.
We are made whole.
Yes.
As soon as we receive the word.
Uh-huh.
That is, as soon as we believe the word.
Believe the word.
We are made whole.
Yes.
Yes. Not based on how I feel.
Yes.
But it's based on what I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the word of God.
Jesus.
And believe it.
Yes.
So we're always looking for our healing in one way.
Uh-huh.
And we heal another way.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Amen.
That is the truth.
So immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked on the same day was the Sabbath.
Praise God.
Okay.
What
the Jews therefore had said to the man that was killed, it is the Sabbath day. Is it not lawful for thee to carry thou bed? And he answered them and said to them, who made thee whole, the same said to him, take up thy bed and walk. Some people will doubt your deliverance.
That's right.
Okay. Some people try to make it all about one thing when it's all about another. Okay. So the man, he answered them. He that made me whole said to me, take up my bed and walk.
Okay. Jesus.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it. Amen.
I'm walking. I'm not staying here in this mess any longer. He delivered me. I'm not bound to the bed any longer.
Yes. Amen.
We're not talking about your physical boundaries.
That's right.
Your mental and spiritual boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because you can be free and still locked up.
Yes, that's amen. Right. Amen.
And so, Jesus is making you whole spiritually, mentally, as well as physically.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
But once you get made free, you're free indeed.
Yes, amen. Right. Amen.
And nothing is holding you back in your spiritual mind. We know that this body got to go through.
Yes.
That's part of the word. But our spiritual man can continue to grow. Every day.
Yes, amen.
It's being renewed. And he answered them and said to me, ho, the same is on me that take up my bed and walk. Then ask him, what man is that? We said it to thee, take up that bed and walk. And that was healed, was not who he was. For Jesus had conveyed himself away from the multitude in that place. Afterwards, Jesus binded him in the temple and said to him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. The man then departed and went and told the Jews. who it was that told him to take his bed and walk. Mm-hmm. All right.
He had to get himself out of trouble, Pastor.
Yep.
Okay. So the man departed and told the Jews, and therefore the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him.
Amen.
At that time. Okay. And he's doing it just because he really didn't do no work. He was doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Like the word says, you don't have to be doing anything bad for somebody to come up against you.
Uh-huh. That's right.
You can be doing the best you can and doing it right according to the word.
Yeah.
But the devil's going to jump in there.
Yeah, you know.
And try to make it bad.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the good that you've done. Yeah. Sometimes our good is not received the way it was intended for it to be received.
Amen.
And then our feelings get hurt.
Uh-huh.
But we've got to know that we know that we know we know.
Uh-huh.
That Jesus has already fixed it for us.
Amen.
And the word water stays troubled. Whenever you find yourself going in the wrong way, get in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you see yourself thinking the wrong thing, get in the pool.
Get in the pool.
You find yourself in that road of loneliness, get in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
On that path of affliction, you're lying on that bed. Get in the pool. Get up out of that bed and get in the pool.
Amen. Glory.
The water is trouble.
Praise God.
Not just for me,
uh-huh.
but to everybody.
Amen.
That would receive it and believe.
Yes, yes.
The water is trouble. Now.
Man.
Okay. And it stays trouble.
Yes.
It is always trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Any time of day.
Huh?
Any time of week.
Huh?
Any time of month.
Mm-hmm.
The water is trouble.
Mm-hmm.
24 hours mm-hmm. a day.
Yes.
The water stays trouble.
Thank you, Jesus.
So then you can call him when you wake up in the morning. You can call him till you go to sleep at night.
Amen.
He won't get tired.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hallelujah.
But he wants you to call him.
Amen.
He's troubled the water, and he wants to remind you that the water is troubled.
Yes.
You just need to get up out of that bed.
Uh-huh.
It's holding you down.
Mm-hmm.
Take that bed up.
Uh-huh.
You know, take it up so you don't have to don't get back on it again.
Yes.
So you get up out of your bed, look at it, and fall right back in it.
Mm-hmm.
And get you some 5 minutes of sleep, turn it to a whole hour.
Uh-huh.
Get up.
Yeah.
Bed up.
Yes.
And walk.
And walk.
Walk in the word.
Yes.
Walk in the faith.
Yes, sir.
Walk in your joy.
Yes.
Walk in your deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in your health.
Amen.
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 Water is trouble.
The water is trouble.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you too, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, God.
Good word. Good word. God bless you.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Man. Jesus. What's his name? Jesus. Jesus,
Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It's all about him.
Amen.
Yes, it is. Amen.
All about him, Jesus, Jesus.
Thank Amen. You. Thank you, God.
On this morning. Thank you, God.
Let us pray.
Amen.
Eternal God, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful.
Thank you, God.
The opportunity to call on your name one more time.
Yes, Lord.
We pray now that thou hear our cry and now to do our plea.
Yes, Lord.
Make the water clear.
Yes, Lord.
Rub it down and keep it covered for all our concerns and needs.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Body ailments and bring the healing and deliverance.
Yes, Lord.
Those whose name was called and even those whose name were not called.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. But we know that you have already fixed it.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Everything for us to be victorious in all our endeavors. And everything is going to go according to your will and your plan.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you now, God. Give them the strength they need.
Yes.
Even Jesus to overcome these afflictions.
Yes, Lord.
Even Jesus, for you say we were wounded for our transgression, we were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon us.
Yes, God.
And with your stripes.
Yes, Lord.
We are healed.
Yes.
We're claiming our healing.
Oh. Thank you, Lord.
Not the red limits. We claim the victory in Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. And thank you now for renewing them in the body.
Yes, Lord.
The strength, renewing the peace,
renewing
the joy.
Yes, Lord.
In name. Amen.
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 Amen. Now may the grace of God, forgive me, the Holy Spirit, rest, rules, and bow us now, here forevermore. And the people of God say, Amen.
Amen.
Amen.